the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me. Babe, is that you?
It is! Hey, try this. What do you think? Too sweet? Not sweet enough? Marshmallows! Should I buy marshmallows, to be exact? I'm planning gifts. Did you forget what it is today? It's February 1st. Valentine's Day is in 2 weeks. I'm going to make sweets, and then I'm going to make dinner, and we're going to be together. Well, I can't make lunch because I'll be, you know, around. Well, I don't have class, but I'm going to go to school anyway and deliver gifts to my teachers, and then I'm going to drive to work and give gifts to my boss and my coworkers, and I'm going to deliver gifts to all our friends, your parents. I also like to tap random people on the streets and ask if they like... Yeah, gifts. Every Valentine's Day, I make personalized bags of sweets filled with candy and love notes. Yeah. The first couple of years, I would, like, just hand out little bags of Hershey Kisses. Like, dude, you don't know how many do-you-want-to-kiss jokes I made. There were so many. It was ridiculous. Everyone hated me. I handed little bags of those out with personalized notes. But, you know, as the years go on, I've tried to change it up and started making the candy myself. Well, 2 years ago, they were little red velvet cupcakes, and last year, they were little heart boxes with brownies inside. Remember, you got one, and you told me you didn't like chocolate, remember? That reminds me, I need to buy a new dress this year. I'd wear red and all pink, like, every Valentine's Day, and I'll wear, like, a pink dress and red shoes and little red ribbons in my hair. I'm basically just missing the wings and the little halo. What? You think it's too much? It's not, though, because it's Valentine's Day, the most magical fucking day of the year. I'm so excited. You don't like Valentine's Day? Oh, sweetie, I don't think this is gonna work. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to fuck with you a little bit. I'm really used to people hating it, so it doesn't bother me. Of course not. Not everyone is all peppy and covered in arts like I am, so it's totally okay. Yes. As long as you don't make fun of me or rain on my little heart-filled parade, we're good, baby. Why don't you like it, by the way? It's so fun and filled with fun colors and candy. Yeah, it can be overhyped and commercialized, I guess. Well, it's just every holiday is commercialized, don't you think? In my head, it doesn't take away from what the holiday was initially meant to be. I'm having trouble explaining it. What am I trying to say? It being commercialized doesn't change what Valentine's Day is at its core. A holiday celebrating love in all its myriad wonderful forms. Well, love is super important. It's something we all need to thrive. It costs absolutely nothing to give, and it is this amazing, magical, wonderful part of life. It's what all those songs and fairy tales are written about. Not just romantic love, of course, like not everyone wants nor needs romantic or sexual love. Familial and platonic bonds are equally, if not more, valued and necessary to our lives. All kinds of love are super important and beautiful and make the world a better place. I think love is beautiful and the greatest thing and makes the world a better place. Love is grand! And isn't an entire holiday dedicated to love even grander? Is grander a word? I think it is. I don't know. It just tickles me pink that every year there is a special day devoted to love and affection and being good and sweet to the people in your life. Like, just think about it. It's a day where couples treat each other special, give gifts, make time for each other, where friends commiserate because, hey, I don't have a Valentine and you don't have a Valentine. We should be each other's Valentine because we're that cool. Where parents are teaching their children that on the 14th, there's going to be a class party where they're going to bring candy and treats and cards for each and every person in their class because no one should feel unloved or left out. Not on Valentine's Day. And I don't know. I guess I've never grown out of that childish mindset that no one is going to be left out, that there is no reason love shouldn't be given freely without reservation. Love is great. Loving people, even strangers and acquaintances, and giving them things and reminding them how loved and cared for they are is so amazing and fun. It's my favorite thing to do, and there's an entire day dedicated to that. I mean, I try to do that every day of the year, but the fact that there's a special day with a name and a color scheme and a little box on every calendar is the happiest, most radiant thing. Valentine's Day is the celebration of love, the most wonderful and pure and brilliant gift any of us could give or receive. Heaven above knows you could give me the world on a silver platter, every book ever written, every star in the sky, and what I will still cherish most in this life would be you loving me and the opportunity I have to love you back. I am not cheesy, excuse you. I prefer the phrase grotesquely optimistic. I'm also kind of hyper because, not gonna lie, I had more than a cup of marshmallow fluff before you got home, like, straight out the bowl. I'm a little gross, I admit. You know what else I am? Completely in love with you. I'm gross and cheesy and excited and happy and so in love with you I could burn up like a supernova. I love you, and I love our friends, and I love our families, and I love every moment I get to exist and try to spread that love I think the world needs more of. And I love that you love me even when I'm shamelessly adoring of what is probably your least favorite day of the year. It only gets worse as it gets closer to the 14th, baby cake, so I'm just gonna apologize and remind you I love you and you love me preemptively.